Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome, guys. Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay
and Trey.
This is my first ever show on a Saturday. I've never, ever done a show on a Saturday since the 10 plus years this show has been on the air. Has it been on the air 10 plus? Yeah, this 10 plus years this show has been on the air. I have never, ever done a weekend show. So I don't know how this is going to go. And she's taking all the credit for us having this weekend show, right?
Right.
Okay. Well,
yeah. Uh-huh.
So
that's my idea.
Okay. So we're going to see how this goes. Hopefully it does. We're going to just talk a little bit about some of the things that that we encountered throughout this year. Some of the things that has happened throughout the year as we are looking to wind down 2022 and go into 2023. There's a lot of things, guys, that's happened. There's a lot of things that we definitely need to talk about. There's a lot of things that we need to change. I know personally there are some things that I need to change with me. What about you?
Yes.
I have some things. Yes.
With myself.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. What would you want to share one?
Not right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Number to call, y'all. It's
515-602-9653.
That number again?
515-602-9653.
Guys, we are definitely happy to be able to do this show today because I got some things I need to talk to you about, especially with Shop Talk. We got a new season of Shop Talk coming, premiering this week coming, which will be, I think, Thursday, maybe Thursday, Friday. We got a new season of Shop Talk, which is going to be really good. We got a lot of good things going on with this show. So I really am stoked that this weekend show is something different that we're trying. And I hope that got tickled in my voice, y'all. I hope that my throat. I hope that we can make this thing successful venture, and maybe it'd be something that we'll do, you know, almost every weekend, if not every weekend.
Frequently.
Oh, okay.
Frequently, yes, that's good.
Frequently. Okay.
Vocabulary.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Don't start.
Number to call.
515-602-9653.
You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay
and Trey.
All right, guys.
haze. I feel the haze of life surrounding me. A patch of fog is closing in to dim my sanity, so I'ma switch to high beams. Climb adversity like the walls of Berlin. Hurt when the going gets rough, you tuck in your chin. I lived enough to get the scuffs and scars. I played the boulevard, but never had to see them bars. I guess I'm lucky, new kids that did me shiesty. My life is priceless in the end. They all got stuck for megabucks, I'm what they can't touch. You break me down and I rebuild again. Give me the tools I need to use forever questing for these millions. I stand strong like the building, Paul Pavilion. My offspring will share the same traits when they acquire children. Years to come, you remember this one. As the cut that got you over the hump, plus it bumped. The speakers of pound while lyrics I'm laying down will be the equivalent of a mind free from imprisonment. Escapism is a my grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent, never falling off, I push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory, it ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle, to stay on top, takes muscle, hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5, my life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat, no time for friends that wanna fake and become foes, I roll solo down the yellow brick road, the sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away, I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they took them in to try and outbox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a miserable.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome back to the show, y'all. Number to call is
515-602-9653.
That number again, 515-602-9653. If you want to call in, go ahead. If not, it's okay. Still listen to us a little bit. I'm glad that you guys are able to join us for today's show. This show is a very special show because it is the very first time that we have actually went on the air on the weekend. I don't do weekend shows, but Trey here. Just hey, I pointed the right way. Trey here talked me into doing this today's show. So we just wanted to, you know, chat with you guys a little bit because we haven't streamed on Facebook in a while. And we're getting ready to up the ante a little bit. We're going to start streaming a lot more on Facebook, Instagram. I was going to say Instacart. Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. And we're gonna start making sure that those platforms are saturated with us and everything we got going on. We, speaking of going on, this week, Thursday, I think, will be the premiere of season three for Shop Talk. So I can't wait for that. And we have a very, very special Shop Talk that you guys are going to love. You're going to love it because it's something deeply embedded in the community. I'm not going to give it away too much now, but you're going to love it. I think you're really going to love it. And then Wednesday, next Wednesday, that is, we are going to have a special guest on the show. We're going to be actually promoting and doing some things about the new upcoming season for Live in the Day with Jay and Trey.
Yes.
And you late.
No, I'm sorry. I was reading.
Yeah, she late, y'all. But...
Oh God! You got me.
Yes. So we're going to be doing that, but we're going to be at a remote location, which is going to be really dope. I think that you guys are going to like that show too on Wednesday. But today we're just going to talk a little bit about the year, what's been going on this year, some of the big stories of this year. Do you have a story that captures your mind or it got your attention during this year?
Yes. How many teachers are leaving their profession?
Yeah. Well.
How many teachers are, and then how many vacant spots we have in the school system?
Yeah.
That just really caught my eye because as I was growing up, I always thought being a teacher was the coolest thing ever. And
yeah.
Of course, I ended up becoming a teacher.
So do you think the community still values teachers? Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
I just don't think the system
value teachers. Yeah.
Like they should.
Yeah, and that's the sad part. That's been a major, major story. Why does my glasses look crooked? I look like I'm drunk. Look at that. You supposed to say, nah, honey, you don't look drunk.
No.
You're agreeing with me.
Jay, they don't look, I already told you before we started the show, they don't look crooked.
Yeah, I look crazy.
No, you don't. You got umbrella light in your...
Oh, okay. Anyhow, but yeah. Yeah, the teacher situation is a very interesting situation in itself because the community still has a great love for teachers. I just don't know if the institutions that teachers teach for have that same love because it's not being reciprocated. And teachers are leaving the profession at an alarming rate. And I know in some countries, being a teacher is like a very, very high standard. I don't want to say high standard, but they're very Yeah, they're ranked very high in community status. People in certain countries look up to teachers. They give them respect. And I just don't know what happened. What happened? When did it go from paying teachers their worth to giving teachers raises to teachers having to beg for their money?
Mm-hmm.
That's been a very bad situation in the last year and a half. So I don't know. I don't know. Any other stories that have come and caught you off guard a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
No?
No.
Really?
No.
Or no. Any that you don't pay attention to?
Oh, great. I don't know.
What about, okay, for us personally, the our son, the gift,
mm-hmm.
he has had a very, very good second half of this year, because that's when he really started flourishing as a guitarist. He brought out his first album, which is doing really well right now. People are really paying attention to it, and they're paying attention to him. I think he has a very bright future. And then what about our other son, Elijah, who is a gamer? He goes by the Gaming Raptor. So you guys go follow him. Sign up to become a subscriber on his Twitch, which is the Gaming Raptor. He is doing really well also. He's getting a lot of heat right now for some of the platforms that he's on. YouTube is definitely one of those platforms that he's gaining a lot of heat. So I'm really, really excited for them to see what, you know, the new year brings for them.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of new year, there's been things that I definitely have changed myself. I'm still in the process of going through and just weeding out people that have not done what they say or done what I needed them to do, as in friends, comrades, just people, associates that you know, and weeding them out, and, you know, and if I'm on somebody's list to get weeded out, first of all, you're making a terrible mistake. But if I am on your list to get weeded out, whatever I've done, I'm sorry. You probably won't hear it if I'm weeded out, will you?
Mm-mm.
Well, then, if they don't hear it, forget y'all. You don't even, I don't want to be on your little list. I don't want to be in your little circle. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. But anyhow, I have started to reevaluate who I let have quality time. Well, you get only one get my quality time. But
access.
Yes, thank you. You're on a roll today. She don't tell me what did you tell me earlier?
Frequently.
Now, so, now she's saying people aren't being accessible, having access to me.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Okay. So, she's on a roll today. She's showing y'all that I don't know how to speak.
No.
It's okay. No, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Anyhow, but I have changed those. I'm in the process of changing those things because one thing that I know, and that I've been told by multiple people, is I should not waste valuable time on people who are not interested in any positive thing I have going on. And if I have reciprocated, or if I have given, not reciprocated, but if I have given myself to people in their quests and their dreams and their hopes, their admirations, whatever the case may be, and I've shown support and I haven't gotten it back, then it's time to move on.
Uh-huh.
It's time to move on.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't mean that I hate anyone. It's just time to move on. So those are things that I am in the process of doing, because, you know,
time is a valuable piece.
Yes, it is. It is a valuable piece. Hey, what's up, Sax? While I got Sax on here, if you guys can, you can keep Mayor Reed in your prayers, him and his family. He's feeling under the weather, so we want Mayor Reed to come back healthy, make a speedy recovery, and continue to have God look to him and his family as he makes a speedy recovery from feeling under the weather. So you guys keep the mayor of Gastonia and his family in your prayers. But like I was saying, so did you have any reservations for? She's pinching me again, y'all.
I'm not.
Yeah, she is. She's pinching
no,
me.
I'm not.
That's why she's smiling like that, because she's pinching the crap out of me on the side.
I am pinching you.
Y'all see me do like this right here? See?
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Finish your sentence.
Well, I'm asking you, is there anything that you're looking to change before the new year ends that you don't want to take into the the new year, before this year ends and you go into the new year that you don't want to take into the new year?
How I let people, I got to put these words together. How I spend my time with people and letting them take my time from me.
And me.
Like, there are things, most of the time, there are things that I want to do and get done, and I end up putting down what I'm trying to work on to go help somebody else. And half the time, they don't reciprocate that back to me. And I'm seeing that, and now I've got to know I need to do what I got to do first before I go help somebody else.
What's up, Crank? And you know what? It's not a bad thing.
I don't want that to seem bad or mean. I'm not trying to be mean, but I get tired of having my plate still full over here after I've helped you empty your plate. And
you still looking at me with this full plate. And
yeah, I'm still like, oh, gosh, I still got all this. And then they're telling me, bye, see you later.
Yeah. That's one of the things that I definitely want to close the door on in 2022. And looking in 2023, I want to build more. I want to do things with other people a lot more than I have been doing or I have had the opportunity to do. I want to, you know, I want to build. I want to work with people who are trying to do things that are uplifting and they are trying to make their mark on the community and just make this place a better place. You know, I want to give the very best in entertainment. Mm-hmm. I want to give the very best in information. Mm-hmm. I want to give the very best in camaraderie and love and support and all that stuff. You know, I want to close the door on beef. I don't really have beefs with no one.
Yeah.
I try to support everybody in what they're doing because I think it's such a beautiful thing when you got so many different ideas and different people and different ways of reaching people. You see so many people doing these things, and I just the response is amazing. Like, okay, for instance, like you take Tart on here. I ain't never in my life seen nobody that can take an idea or just take an idea at a moment and create such a vibe as this dude does.
Mm-hmm.
I sit sometimes in awe and I don't say anything, but I sit and I'm like, man, these guys got it. They got something. And the captivation that he has when it comes to putting together events for the community, that's a gift. So, I mean, if you're listening, Tara, that's a gift, man. I told you that from day one. That is certainly a gift. And I like that.
Uh-huh.
And I like that. You know, and those are the things that we take into 2023. And we say, you know, if that person can do that, then – Let's try to put our heads together and see how big it can go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's time out for this hating on each other stuff.
Good.
It's a lot of that. Man, if we don't have it together now,
we're going to grow.
Never. We're never going to grow. So I kudos to all those who are out there doing stuff. You know, I'm going to keep going. You have Sax out here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's moving. He's moving.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing things that a lot of people didn't expect for him to do. And I really appreciate seeing that. You got Dontavious out here from Drele, who, you know, the gift is signed on his label. Phenomenal producer, artist. I mean, creator. It's we have all this. We should be putting on events together that's going to mesmerize the people in the community. That's the kind of growth I'm talking about 2023 should have. Time out for 2022. Time out for 2022. We've seen a lot of craziness in 2022, and I think that we can do better as a people. I really do. What do you think?
Yes.
I do agree with you in when you say you want people, or when you say that you need a little help with your plate too, after you've helped someone else and have to and acknowledge. Is there a big sisterhood still around? Does that exist?
I said yes.
Do you see it existing in the capacity that it should be?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we have a lot of growth that happened, but I also think that we are growing and we are evolving, especially as teachers, as entertainers, as musicians, as people in general. I stopped looking at Facebook and for, you know, people. A lot of people use Facebook as, I'm going to get you back. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you back. This is what I'm going to say. Facebook bandits and bullies. Mm-hmm. That's what they call Facebook bandits. And I've never understood that. I've never tried to use my platform to get at someone. If I got that kind of problem with you, I'm just going to ask you and talk to you. I'm not going to use my platform for that, because my platform is to be used for uniting and just
positivity.
That's right. And just celebrating one another. It's not used to try to get back at somebody because they don't piss me off. And some people have pissed me off. And I'd be wanting to come on here and just say stuff, but I don't, because that's not what it's about.
Right.
What it's about, though, is trying to grow and trying to make things happen on a positive level.
Yes.
So that's why I say, when we have these platforms like this, we know there's problems with teachers. We need to speak out about it. We need to speak out about it. We need to be supportive of one another. This mess about standing back and just letting people fall off a cliff is crazy to me. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. And I also don't understand people who are scared to be successful. I've never seen that a day in my life, but until now. And I've met so many people who are afraid to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
How do you sit and cry in the mosque and in church and ask God you want for these things, and then when he gives them to you, you act like you're scared to take it? Who does that?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Number to call. Look, she late, y'all.
515-602-9653.
Look, she done.
No.
Say it in your radio voice.
The number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653.
Radio voice. Okay. All right. You guys are definitely live in the day. But Jay.
I've been practicing. And Trey.
Everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand.
I can understand it.
Storybooks and fairy tales.
Oh,
and I
Can you understand that?
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with J Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with J.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call?
515-602-9653. The number again is 515-602-9653.
Very good. Why are you going?
I don't know. It just happened. It just happened. Sorry. I did it because I got it right.
515. It's like you're talking about, here, Ginger. Ginger. Yeah.
He watched Toy Story yesterday, and now he's on this.
No.
There's a little horse on there.
What's his name?
Bullet.
Bullseye. You call him Bullet. It's Bullseye.
You made me forget.
Y'all, I'm going to play this clip, y'all. It's a clip talking about, you know, being discouraged. And, you know, I always try to play a little clip. Something that I hear from Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey and Healthy Mindset on YouTube.
Oh.
So check out this. You may have read.
I just said Steve Harvey.
Check out this clip.
The rest of it.
Check out this clip, y'all.
Yes.
That's right.
Yep. Yes. And I think that's the perfect spot to stop that, where it says faith always, always crosses the line. It's hard, y'all. It's hard sometimes to continue, especially when you feel broken, when you feel betrayed, when you feel no one's listening. It's hard, and that's exactly where your faith will kick in. Your faith will guide you through those storms. You know, and I tell people all the time, people, they will come and they will say, well, you know, I love God more than anything. And I understand that. I love God too. But how do you fix your mouth to say you love God, but the people you see every day, you know, you don't love? You say you love God whom you never looked at. You know he's there. You know he exists, but you've never seen him. But the people you see each and every day, you can't express that love to them. That's something that has to change. That mindset has to change. If you truly love God like you say you do, you will love those that you see every day, even the ones that have given you a hard time, even the ones that have shown you that they really don't have your best interests, but you'll love them anyway. That doesn't mean you have to be around them, because you can love from afar. But we have to learn to be able to truly express how we love one another. We have to care about one another a little more than what we're doing right now. Because, you know, one of the roughest things, babe, and that I've encountered, one of the roughest things is knowing that somebody that I was around, or that I'm around, or whatever the case may be, that I haven't been around in a very long time, or I haven't called to check on them, or I just haven't called or sent any message, just say, hey, how you doing, whatever the case may be. And then I find out that they're no longer here. That's one of the roughest feelings to sort through.
It is.
You know? And I'm guilty. I'm guilty of that. And that's what makes me change the way I feel about in general.
Yes.
You know, we only got one crack at this thing. You only got one life. Now, what happens here, and I know there's people that'll say, well, you're wrong. Hey, I'm not talking about what happens in Star Trek world or any of that. I'm just talking about now.
Yeah.
If I could hop on a different timeline, trust me, I would definitely hop on the timeline where we are without wants and needs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. But the timeline I'm on, I'm giving it the best shot that I can. And we are trying to start, how you say when you leave legends. We're trying to build legacies. We're trying to build legacies, and that's what it's about. So if I tell you that I have your back, that I support what you do, that we support what you do,
mm-hmm,
then you can take that to the bank. We have your back, and we trust and support what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I teach my children. We teach our children. Y'all ain't got two sets of kids, but we teach our children to know that every person they encounter is a good person, genuinely. The only time they become something other is when they show you differently. And Maya said it the best. Believe them the first time. When they show you who they are, believe them the first time. I'm not saying you got to walk away, but you got to.
Love them?
Yeah, I do.
You still love them?
I do. I do. And I still want the very best for them. After they show me who they are.
You still tell them, hey. Hey, how you doing? You speak to them?
I haven't been as good as that lately, but that's something I'm going to change. Now, I have reached out olive branches to people that I've had issues with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you reach out the olive branch to someone and they slap the branch out of your hand, then what then?
I still love them, right? I'm still supposed to love them, and I can just still speak to them. Hi. And
you can. And
am I supposed to go back and try again? Or,
but how many times do you try
until
it becomes redundant? And what is the definition of insanity? Trying the same thing over and over, looking for a different outcome, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just going to make sure I have a place in my heart for them and show them mm-hmm. that I love them. Well, not sure. Well, just know that I love them.
Yeah. And that's hard sometimes. It's according on the person.
I was going to say, because some people may not just want your attention, your time, your love.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard sometimes. But that's where we have to remember. I ain't no preacher, y'all, now. Y'all know Jay ain't no preacher. I don't know what Trey is back here.
I knew that was leading up to that because I was getting ready to say.
I don't know what Trey is back here now.
I am not a preacher either. I can.
You didn't have to say it like that. I am not a preacher either.
But I could probably do some counseling.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, I'm gonna say counseling. I'm a great ear. I'm a great ear to hear and to listen.
She said, "I'm gonna slap the taste out of your mouth." She said, "Nah, she's just playing." She said, "That was the old me." I get that. And you know what? And that's something very interesting that you said, the old you. The old you. So you realize that you're able to transform from the old you and step into the new you, and the new you has a better understanding of people, life, your feelings, and who you are. That's what transformation is.
Yes.
Transformation is being able to step into that new and understand where you were. You are not you're no longer. That's right.
No longer. Yeah.
And that's such a beautiful thing to be able to experience. And I think we all experience that, but we don't really understand when we do experience that. And those are things that we really need to look at. Those are things that we are going to leave in 2022 and in 2023, this the Lord's will. We're going to make this, y'all, this is going to be one heck of a ride in 2023. We have a lot of things. What are you giggling about?
I smiled.
You smiled and saw yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, okay.
Y'all. She acting like them TikTok babies.
Okay, let's go. Keep going. You were on a good point. Come on.
I got my point.
We're going to just ride.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It's 2023. It's getting ready to be a great ride. We're getting ready to evolve. We're getting ready to know that is going to be, and that is the word I was hunting for, transformation. There's going to be a transformation in each and every person, and we're going to get to understand one another finally. We'll start to understand one another.
It's okay to be a work in progress.
That's right.
We all are. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And if you guys don't know who Miss Stephanie is, she has the most wonderful restaurant in Fanny Cake. And I'm not even gonna get started on how good her food. Y'all gonna see. We got a lot to do this week with her, and you're gonna see. You're gonna see. But transformation is definitely the process that needs to happen. But one of the main things I think people need to understand, well, two things. In 2023, if you don't do anything else, learn how to say, I'm sorry, and learn how to forgive people. Those are two of the most important things that you can do to help elevate yourself. Learn to say, I'm sorry. And learn to say you are going to accept someone's apology and you're going to move on with them, or just accept them for who they are. You have to know how to do those things. If not, it is going to be very hard for you to gain the trust from other people. I learned a long time ago, you have to be able to say I'm sorry when you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. And you cannot hide it by saying it was such and such fault, or this happened, or you did this, or you made me feel. Y'all, when someone tell you that they are hurt because of something that you were involved in, or something that was miscommunicated to you, if they tell you that something you've done hurt them, say I'm sorry and mean it, and change the way you deal with people.
Yeah, change that situation so that they don't feel hurt.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you definitely have to forgive yourself. You definitely have to forgive yourself. You definitely have to. We're in an age of understanding. We're in an age where we really need to understand one another. And I know a lot of people come to me and they look at me and Trey back here. And
shout out.
Yeah, I do what I do when I can. So they look at me and Trey and
I have to stress that. Trey.
Well, you just whatever.
Going.
And
they look at me and Jay.
Yeah. and they wonder, how in the world she put up with him. And look and see, you see that look. You see that look. But when I tell you guys that we have a dynamic type of relationship, it's on a whole nother level. She knows what I'm thinking. I knows what she's thinking. Until she start messing up the phone line number on the radio show. But we are a team. We are a team. If you have a problem with her, then you got a problem with me. That's just how it works. But we're communicators also. We like to communicate. We definitely communicate with each other. And if there's people outside of our home that need the communication from us, we more than happy give it to them. Because without communication, there is nothing that can be accomplished.
Nope.
Nothing. You have to communicate. And I'm going to tell you something else. For those of you out there that are trying to make things happen in life, I want it to happen for you. But there's a process to getting those gifts from God. There is a process of being on the level you want to be on. And if you're not being right by other people, then your process is going to be much harder than you expected. You know how some people, it seems like success just comes easy for them.
Yeah.
And I used to think, man, these Hollywood people get on my dang nerves. get up here and they all successful and they got everything you need, they need, or everything that I want, they got. And it used to get on my nerves. And I used to sit and I used to say, man, they got it made. And I used to say, I don't think that person deserved that because they don't done da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then I had to take a step back. I had to take a step back and I just listen and I just realize who the person is, do a little research, and find out that their step to success has not been easy. It hasn't been easy, and it hasn't been given to them. It's just that they are right now reaping what they sowed. And if it's a good harvest that you are getting ready to reap, then you rightfully deserve it. You rightfully deserve it. So we need to sow a lot of positive seeds for a great harvest. We can't sow with malice in our hearts, with sneakiness in our hearts and minds. We can't sow that way because you might think immediately that you are harvesting, but you're not. You're just benefiting off of what you have done that was sneaky and underhanded, and it will come back. And when you do reap, it won't be a harvest.
Mm-mm. It will crumble.
And it will be exactly what you have put out there on someone else. Oh, no. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
2023 has to be a better year, y'all, for everyone. We have to understand. That's right. Just like a boomerang. We have to understand that.
You going to tell them the process? Or they have the research
process? Yeah, research process. We'll say that for another show.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, we say that for another show. But we have to make sure 2023 is the year that we start. How does the older population say? We have to start loving on each other.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We do, y'all. We have to start celebrating one another.
Mm-hmm.
We have to start keeping one another in prayer, uplifting one another in prayer. We have to start really focusing on each other, y'all.
Yes.
Let's leave all this negative overtone and talk in 2022 where it belongs. Let's definitely make sure that we do what we need to do for one another.
For one another, yes.
We can't grow, y'all, unless we really want to show each other how to grow. If you got an idea or you're doing something and you see I'm trying to do it, or if I see you're trying to do it and I got the key to what you're trying to do, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. Now, whether you take it or not, it's up to you. But I'm going to give it to you. I don't look at every situation as a money-making situation. Some people just need help.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just need someone to show them the right way. And y'all, yes, and I promise you, when you help people with an earnest heart and true intentions, it comes back to you
mm-hmm.
in a good way. It comes back to you. When you do things and you know it ain't quite right, that comes back too. Sometimes it takes years. Sometimes it takes a couple minutes.
Has it fallen off and a couple generations now or something?
Yeah.
So, like, when my grandparents
mm-hmm.
were, they took care of family. And then
yes.
my parents' generation.
Yes.
When they found out the struggle was real.
Yes.
And now our generation and now our children's generation, we got.
Yes, we have to break the cycle.
We have to because our kids, our son's getting ready to graduate high school.
Mm-hmm. We teach our children to pursue what makes them happy.
Yeah.
Y'all, there is nothing like waking up, going to a job that you hate. I don't want that for my children. I don't want that for your children, if you have children. I don't want that for your brother, sister, aunt, cousin, uncle, whoever. I don't want that for them. That's a horrible feeling. So we need to build. And we need to build on our own.
With each other and pull each other in.
We
got to
pull each other in and up and do what we...
Each other.
Yes, yes, yes. So those are some of the things that we definitely are going to change when it comes to this new year. New year, new way of thinking.
New mindset.
New mindset.
New movement.
That's right. Oh, I like that. New movement.
Yes, new movement.
I like that. New movement. That's what we're going to try.
New movement, yeah. Sorry,
my
nose. Your shirt.
You're not going to use my shirt for digging your nose.
No! I was saying dust particles came up. Oh, my gosh. I'm really getting ready to put my radio voice on now.
Oh, yeah. I should get ready to start tripping. So I probably need to get off here before she starts tripping. So I'm glad that we really had this show. That was a good idea, babe.
Thanks.
I'm glad we had this show.
Okay.
On a...
Saturday.
This is the very first show that we've ever had on a Saturday, and I really, truly am happy that we did do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely going to do it again. If not, I don't know how we can go if we don't.
We are going to do another one.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do it again, and just keep an eye out on what's going on with the show this week. Like I say, we got a new Shop Talk. It's going to be out of this world, you guys. It's going to be the season open for season 3. We got a new Shop Talk that's going to premiere this week, and it is good stuff. And I hope that you guys really can grasp what you are going to be exposed to. So, as I tell you guys each and every day, we love you with the greatest love. We know the love of God because he gives it to us each and every day. You guys have definitely been live in the day with Jay
and Trey.
See you guys on Monday.